The most remarkable thing about Ada Jeevitam is Prithviraj Sukumaran's jaw-dropping transformation into Najib. This is one of Malayalam cinema's biggest stars, known for his suave demeanor and his articulate sound bites. Hindi film audiences also know him as Rani Mukherjee's object of desire in Aiya, the sexually provocative cult song Dreamam Vekapam, which has the actor bare-chested, heaving and thrusting, has over 75 million views on YouTube. But Prithviraj's portrayal of Najib will make you forget all of this. Najib is a working-class man who, like so many others, heads to the Middle East to make a living. He's promised a job in a company with an air-conditioned office. Instead, he lands up somewhere in the vast desert tending camels and goats. His masters are abusive, inhumane. Najib becomes a slave who slowly forgets his own humanity. As the years go by, he starts to eat what he feeds his animals. His hair and beard grow wild, and his body hollows out until his ribs protrude. He even forgets how to speak. Instead, he makes these guttural sounds to keep his animals in check. Shedding every ounce of vanity, Prithviraj becomes this man. In one scene, he tears off his clothes and walks naked to a water tank. The physical change is astounding, but what's even more startling is the slow clouding of Najib's eyes. The way he twitches and trembles constantly, almost as though he's afraid of what the next second might bring. Prithviraj commits wholly. And his metamorphosis from a smiling, ordinary father-to-be to a shriveled, shivering subhuman anchors the goat life. Even when the film stretches and sags, especially in the second half, Prithviraj doesn't allow you to disconnect. Ada Jeevitam is based on the best-selling Malayalam novel by Benjamin, which itself is based on a true story. National award-winning director Blessy has spent 16 years working on this film. He's also written the screenplay and the dialogue. The passion and the sweat is evident on screen. Through the film, Blessy and DOP Sunil KS contrast the minuteness of Najib and his suffering against that vast desert. They're breathtaking shots of locations we've rarely seen in Indian cinema. It's almost as if Najib has landed on Tatooine, the fictional desert planet in the Star Wars franchise. Sand plays a starring role, as do the animals. There's this heartbreaking sequence in which, as Najib gets ready to escape, he tenderly bids goodbye to these animals and feeds them. They've been kinder to him than the humans. Blessy orchestrates several of these. In the first half, Najib still remembers his home, his family. The film flashes back to happier times that he spent with his loving wife and his mother. Again, the lush, wet green of Kerala contrasts with his arid present. In Tanmatra, one of Blessy's most celebrated films, the protagonist Ramesan is diagnosed with Alzheimer's. He slowly loses his memory and his bearings. Suffering has the same effect on Najib. He becomes disconnected from his own past and he loses all sense of time. His life, like the desert, becomes unchanging. Days and nights blend into this mute desperation and loneliness. But suffering in stories is tricky. The question is, how much misery can you watch before you become desensitized? Post-interval, Ada Jeevitam flirts dangerously with monotony. Najib and his two fellow travelers wander without food or water. They must contend with the blinding sun, starvation, snakes, sandstorms, foot blisters. We get this gruesome close-up. The horrors pile up and a sort of distance sets in. We see the pain, but we don't feel it in our bones. But thankfully, Blessy plugs us back into the story with a masterful moment when finally the ordeal comes to an end with a sighting of the road that leads to civilization. A.R. Rahman's music, a mix of Arabic and Indian sounds, and Resul Pukuti's sound design bolster the vast, stunning visuals. The sounds of sand shifting, blowing, and even burying these men will make you feel the grit on your skin. I wish the scare and detailing had also extended to the portrayal of the Arabs. They veer from just being gruff and bullying to just flat out sadists. But then one appears like a guardian angel. It's too simplistic. They're more caricatures than characters. For all the bumps, however, Ada Jeevitam is a film worth experiencing on the big screen. There is such ambition and such artistry in it. I recommend that you catch the original Malayalam with subtitles. You can see the film at a theatre near you.